session number 19596, Reel 2.
Mr. Yanagi, Reel 2.
でガダルカナル行くようになりましたけど、向こうの戦況がもう非常に悪くなって撤退命令が出たわけです。それでもうそこにそのまま居座ったわけなんですね。
撤退命令は向こうにいる人に撤退命令。When the time ready to go to ガダルカナル, as the situation in ガダルカナル becomes very quickly worse,The new order was placed to the forces in Guadalcanal to retreat.
So, did Mr. Yanagi travel from Rabaul to Guadalcanal?
No, they stayed in Rabaul.
Because of the situation in Guadalcanal?
Yeah.
What does he remember happening next to him?
それからどうしたんですか？
そしてですね、今度はもうビルマ行きになったわけです。
ガダルカナルは行かなかった
よね。手前まで行ったんですよ。それでももう上陸なんかできんですんや。
それと、ミスター柳のトゥープ。Went to Guadalcanal, but they couldn't land, and they returned to Burma straight.
So Mr. Yanagi went on a boat to Guadalcanal, but they couldn't land there. And he was with his unit, with his men.
あなたと部隊全部上陸できなかったんでしょ？
できなかったです。
それで、はい、次の命令はビルマへ行かれという。
Was he under enemy attack when he was in this boat trying to get to Guadalcanal?
上陸しようと思ってガダルカナルの近くまで行った時に攻撃はされなかったの。あなたの部隊は。
されなかったですね。
ノーアタック、エネミー。
And so, did he return to Rabaul, or did he go direct from the coast of Guadalcanal to Burma?
もうラバールには寄らないでまっすぐビルマに向かったの。
ラバールに一応引き上げて。
Once they returned to Rabaul and started to Burma.
How was he told that he was going to Burma, or did he only find out when he got there?
その時ビルマに行くんだってことをもう言われた。
いや、その時は言わないんです。
Nothing was said that time where they are going.
What was his voyage like from Rabaul to Burma?
ラバールからバーマへの航海はどうでした？
パラオに行きまして、
パラオ、
それでパラオに行って、マリナに行って、
マリナ、
マニラ、フィリピンのマニラに行って、そして最後に上陸したわけですね。
Went to Palau, Palau Islands, and went to Manila of Philippines, and went to Saigon.
So where did Mr. Yanagi go?To Rangoon.
After Saigon. After Saigon からどう？
Saigon からですね、こんな、そこで休養したわけなんですね。向こうでやっぱソロモンでみんなもう、消耗しとるもんですから、そこで何ヶ月か、3ヶ月ぐらい休養しまして。
Saigon, they had a rest for 3 months.To recover the exhaust position.
そして、サイゴンで、ビルマ行くということも分かりました。
In Saigon, the place to go is made them know where they are going from Saigon.
そしてタイに行って、うん、それからタイから今度はちょうどその時にあのタイ面鉄道ですね、うんうん、これを建設しよった時です、うんうん、それで私らは建設しよるところをずっと歩いていったわけで、うんうん、その時にもう捕虜とか現地人とかがそれを、うんうん、それから日本の鉄道隊がやっておりましたね。
うん、After Saigon, they went first to Bangkok, and they went to Burma through so-called Thai Burmese railway, which was being constructed at that time, while the Allied forces POW.And local employee, and they walked along the construction site by walk.
When he was in Saigon, did anything in particular happen to him there?
Saigon では何か特にあの明記すべきことありましたか？
もう最後は非常にその頃物資が豊富でですね、うん、ああこんなに物があるんかいなと思ってです
。危険もない。
危険もないです。全然危険ない。
最後はザパラダイスアットタイム、the full of I mean food, full of food, and no danger of attack.From Allied forces, so it was good, very good time for 3 months.
And was he still with the same army unit, the 124th Infantry Regiment?
Still, その頃はまだ同じあの連隊でしたか？
同じです。
師団が変わった。
師団はビルマに行って変わったんですね。
Yeah, same regiment, 124th Infantry.
What rank did Mr. Yanagi have at the time?
その頃のあなたの階級は？
ミネラル士官です。ミネラル士官
は何ですか？Provisional officer. I mean, just become the second lieutenant before. What do you call provisional? Training period.
Like a cadet.
Cadet officer. Yeah.
And so from Saigon, he traveled from Saigon to Thailand, yes. to Siam?
Yeah.
How did he get from Saigon to Siam?
Saigon からタイまで行ったのは何で行ったの？
船とですね、船にも乗りましたよ。あのプロンペンまで船で行って、そして今度は鉄道に乗り換えて、そしてバンコクに行ったわけですね。
By boat to Phnom Penh, and what it did not Vietnam next country.
Cambodia,
yes.
Cambodia.
And from there by train to Bangkok.
Was there any enemy attack on that journey?
その間は敵と遭遇してないでしょ。
全然ない。
Nothing.
And then Mr. Yanagi walked along the track of the Burma Siam Railway.
そのあの対面鉄道のところは全部歩いていたんですね。
ところどころ鉄道ができとるところがあったですね。そこはあの乗ったわけです。
サンゴや already the train is completed, so they used the train for that.Otherwise, they walked.
Where did Mr. Yanagi go to? Where did he go to?
まあ、その時の行き先はどこだったんですか、お宅の舞台の。
まずペグです。ペグです。
ペグ。
ビルマのペグですね。
オバマ、ペグ。What's the destination?
What happened to him at Pegu?、What happened to him at Pegu?、
Pegu では何かあったんですか。
Pegu でですね、訓練をやったわけです。これを3ヶ月くらいやりました、ね。
トレーニング。In Pegu.
And then?
それから？
それから今度は。インドっていうところがあります。これはインド、マンダリンのずっと上ですね。
This is the North South Railway, Obama, from Rangoon to the north. And before coming to Mid-China, there is one place of Indo, I-N-D-A-W, Indo. そこまで来る。
そこでですね。
By train.
Today.
By Burmese train.
What happened at Indore?
Indore は何があったんですか？
Indore は結局そこに集結したわけなんですね。
連隊が。
連隊が。そして、列数師団、31師団というのができて。
Indo was an assembling place for the regiment because each battalion or company could make a different way to go to Indo, but there was an assembling place to make one regiment complete. And that time it became the 31st Division from 18th Division before.
What kind of, what was the equipment of his unit like in Indore? Equipment, the arms and transport and so on.
その時の装備はどんなものだったんですか、連隊の。
もう普通ですね。歩兵だったら普通の装備です。
Just ordinary equipment as an infantry.Infantry is very few guns, but each company has heavy machine guns and light machine guns and rifles. That's the infantry, you know. But in regiment, there is regiment gun, this big one, and in battalion, there's battalion gun. I think that's all. And also as a division, there is another thing of transport regiment, etc., who has many cars and trucks. But as an infantry regiment, that's all.
And at Indore, what were Mr. Yanagi's duties?
Indore であなたの責任は何かあったんですか？
結局、沈道院をですね、沈道院側を溶かしたのが3月の、これは昭和19年ですね、昭和19年の3月の15日です。溶かして、そして、私らは大戦にこう行きよったのが、あれですから、おうちの五八ですから。それで私らは中央突破のは師団主力のあれでしたからね、特別にまだ第一線にはその時は出てなかったんです。
それで3月15日渡ったのはどうですか？
あれは何ですかね、
ホマリン。
ホマリン、ああそうでしょう、ホマリンでしょ。
あなたの特別の任務は何かあったの？
いや、そんな時はないです。
There was no special duty for him, but as a unit, they prepared to go to Kohima by walk, 20 days, with all carrying food by each soldier, and they crossed the Chindwin River on the 15th of March, 1944. Then we went to Kohima by walk.
Did Mr. Yanagi also have to carry things on his shoulders?
あの食料なんかはやっぱり兵隊と同じようにみんな取ったでしょ。
一緒です。
And I didn't say that his unit 124 regiment was belonging to the central team. We had a left team and right and central. Central headed by the headquarters of the division.So 124 is accompanying the headquarters of division. So there never be a front line, because left side 58 is my regiment went first, and the right side 138 regiment went, and center line we went a little later.
Were there any problems on this walk that happened to Mr. Yanagi personally?
To the Kohima, you mean?
The walk to Kohima?
Kohima, you are taking to the Nanka Monday Arimasta, Yanagi-san, Kojin Demoishi, Butai.
If I move on, Haino Nanka, Chokuryo Toka desu ne.玉とか入れとるか重たいか捨てるんですよ。
ああ、言うとった。
もう重たいもんだから捨ててしまうんですよ。
ああ、quite different story from my side. He said that as a shoulder weight of the package on the shoulder is too heavy, so the soldier throw it away gradually. That is the food.And ammunition make about 50 kilograms on the shoulder.
それが50キロぐらいですからね。
50 kilograms.
Still this.
So it's not our side. We never saw.
Were all his soldiers doing this?
みんなそうしたんですか？
まあそうです。
Yes.
体が持たんです
だけど食べるものはあとあると思った They were optimistic but we can find any food in the future
So the officers didn't try to stop it?
ショックはそれを止めることもしなかったんですか
What happened once he got to Kohima?
Kohima 行ったら何があったんですか?
Kohima 行ったらですね、今度私、5月の8日ですか、あの、5、8ぐらい、ものすごい砲撃でやられてるわけですね。それね
5月
?5 月の8日。
その初めてあの小島行った、
それで私の大隊から私の小隊がやられたわけですね、ね、それではあすごいなあれもう全滅しとんなあっちゅうわけですね後ろで見よったらそしたらその晩にそこ行けちわれてですね機関銃1個小隊と私の小隊2個小隊がそこに増援に行ったわけですね、その時に五八の連隊長が壕の中におったんですよ、そしてもうかわいそうでした、
I'm very sorry but I have some remarks from my side、they arrived to Kohima on the 8th of May so but actually Kohima was captured by my regiment 5th of April, you know? Mr. Yanagi said They came from Maosonsan up to Kohima. Then there was one here, Jail Hill, where the, my 58th 1 Battalion was fighting there. And they were very much attacked at that time by the British. So they came to help to end on the forces. But I'm sorry. In April, 5th of April, we captured Kohima village, and British army had retreated to their positions. And Jail Hill is the southmost positions, and my battalion attacked from this three. This is we call Garrison Hill.
Garrison Hill, yes.
This is most serious. And we tried to fight for 1 month every day to capture Garrison Hill. But British has enforced there. And finally, by 2nd Division, which was armored division, came, and the situation has moved, changed. And we were very weak position. So if we retreated to this village town, a village mountain, and another battalion retreated from this positions area to retreat, and the Jail Hill was the southmost. And Mr. Yanagi arrived there 5th of April, 5th of May. So such a weak position at that time. So they were ordered to come to 58th Regiment to help. So that's what he said.
So Mr. Yanagi came to reinforce the Japanese position on that southernmost point.
Yes.
What did he find when he got there?
Hmm?
What did he see when he got there?
At the Jail Hill?
Yes.
Jail Hill, Yagi Kochi ni anata ko kita toki ni dou iu joukyou o mimashita?
Mou, teki mikata no chitai ga goro goro desu. Sono yama de desu ne, daitai 600 mi gurai shindotta desu.
He saw all dead soldiers, only Japanese or both? Nihongun dake? Both sides, 600 dead body he saw in that single jail here. That's what he saw.
So what was his unit expected to do when in that situation?
To fortify the weakening 58th Regiment, to fortify.
Had the monsoon started?
Monsoon wa mada.
まだあれがモンスーンが始まってくるのがですね、5月の終わりぐらいからですよね。もう
特にあの年は遅かった。
5月の終わりぐらいですか。
Usually monsoon start at the middle of May. But that year, we understand, we know.That year, that actually started at end of May, 29th or something.
So did his men start to dig slit trenches when he got there?
それで新たなあの兵隊はあの壕に入って、それであの英軍が攻めてくるのを防いでたの。Yes, they went in the trenches and defended the attacking British army.
Did he know the names of the British units who were attacking him? Which battalion?
英語の部隊名わかる？その頃来てた。
その頃はですね。
時間で見るんじゃない？
わからんですね、部隊名。
I know that time, second division, not Indian army.
後ではわかってますけど。
Second division under Mr. Francis. this afternoon he meet Mr. Francis in Royal Norfolk Regiment. They were at the right side, from British side, right side. That they are about there. Royal Norfolk Regiment. Maybe other one, but I don't know.
What was the fighting like? What was that he was first in?
その時の戦争の理想は表現できますか？
それはね、もうものすごいね、砲撃ですよ。ね、1時間に6000発かぐらいの砲撃をやるんです。この私らのジェール陣地に。もう行った翌日それをやられたんです。そして今度は飛行が飛んできて爆撃やるんです。そして銃撃やる。そして今度は発煙弾を撃ち込んでくるんです。そして歩兵が、いや、
そこは戦車この
戦車が来たんです。M4 と、M3 が来たんです。そしてそれが陣地が分かるでしょ。もう。ぶち込んでしまう。それで私らはもうタコ壺にみんな入ってしまってですね、じーっとこうやって
一人ずつの、
ああそうそう、もう哀れですね。
Exactly the same situation in my side. He said, there's a place from Kohima when you go this road, go to Dimapur.
To the west.
Dimapur is a railway station. And between Dimapur and Kohima, there's a place, Hohei が行ったの、なんていう場所だったっけ？
あれはですね、Hohei はですね、
Dimapur と Kohima の真ん中ぐらい。
真ん中ぐらい。
それは女子様じゃん。Dimapur どこ？
ディマポロこっちの方、こっちですから。
なんとか。I lost the name.
Don't worry.
The Royal Infantry belonged to 2nd Division. They placed about 10 miles behind Kohima, between Kohima and Dimapur. They had 400 guns.In one place, and they made each target in Kohima, where we are, where he was, each 5 guns to shoot in one place at the same time. And he said 6,000 shells a day the British had given to Japanese side.And we have only 6 bullets in a day. Because Japanese, once they shoot, then it was found by the airplane high above the sea, sky. So we found where the gun was shot. Then it was immediately by air.